Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And the Blue Jays are headed home, one win from a championship. Then it was a child who led them tonight, 22-year-old Treya Savage, 12 strikeouts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Joe Davis with the call last night on Fox. The Blue Jays within one win of a title and one win away from me losing some money on the Los Angeles Dodgers. No fun. No fun. Not for me, at least. For Toronto sports fans, it's an absolute blast. Right now on the show, we are joined by celebrity Toronto Blue Jays fan, celebrity Toronto Maple Leafs fan, and of course, Canada's favorite team, the Dallas Cowboys. Pro sports bettor, our pal Rob Pizzola of The Hammer and Circles Off and BetStamp on Twitter at Rob Pizzola. Take us inside the life of a diehard Toronto Blue Jays fan, Rob. 1-1 away from the first title since 93.
Yeah, honestly, it's amazing. The run has been so good. I get goosebumps watching the games. And I think, like, as sports fans, it's tough to be a sports fan, right? Like, 31 of 32 teams every year, your season is going to end in disappointment. And it's going to happen, you know, sometimes just through a bad regular season, sometimes heartbreak in the playoffs. But, you know, the Raptors won a title many years ago. The Blue Jays and the Leafs are one of the heart of Toronto, quite frankly. So this run has been something spectacular, and I've enjoyed every minute of it. So just last night's game, truly incredible. To start the game with back-to-back homers, like, and just to settle in. And
did you feel like it was done at that point? Because I did.
I didn't feel it was done, but after I watched Savage pitch the first inning, I knew he had his stuff relative to when he pitched earlier in the series. And then I felt very good after watching him go through that. So, but you know what? I will say this. I'm a very pessimistic sports fan. I always have been. It's my nature. There's something about this year's Jays team that I've been optimistic throughout. It's just they've replicated this success over and over and over. They just find ways to win. And they're not even close to the best team on paper, but they always find ways to win. And it just, something feels different. So, it's been very exciting, Nick.
I am happy for, look, like, you guys, you beat my favorite team, but like the Blue Jays are cool and they're resilient and the Yankees aren't, and deserve a ton of credit. So I'd love to be a hater, but I honestly can't. Also, I'd love for the Dodgers to win in seven. The suck out of help. And
I'll be going to game six and game seven. If I lose both those games at home, that's a tough one. That would be a tough, I'll remember those for the rest of my life.
I hope it happens.
And then you could do the Blue Jays lose.
Right. You know? Well, I mean, like the Yankees, I mean, like we as the Yankees, look, we deserve it. And I totally admit that. All right. Let's get some thoughts on week 9 in the National Football League. So I always say we pull back the curtain. Rob will send me a couple games he wants to talk about. So we'll start with the Chiefs and the Bills. Kansas City might be my favorite bet of the season. Okay. And I would say the only bet that I might like more than Kansas City over Buffalo was Kansas City over Detroit on Sunday Night Football a few weeks ago. I am hoping that you agree with me and you like the Chiefs. What do you like, Kansas City at Buffalo on Sunday?
So I do like the Chiefs. It's not my favorite bet of the season, but I do like the Chiefs. And I think when I look at the Bills, especially on the defensive side of the ball, interior injuries are huge. Ed Oliver going on IR is enormous because Daquan Jones is also out for them. The one thing the Bills do really well on defense is they generate a good edge rush. They have very good edge rushers. I think KC counteracts that a lot with their scheme, especially with Rashee Rice back now. You look at what they're doing with Rashee Rice. They're getting the ball out to him very quickly, yards after catch in space. The ball is out of Mahomes' hands fairly quickly in a lot of these routes. So I think that counteracts what the Bills do best. I'm very cognizant of the fact that I bet against Buffalo last week and I got smoked, but I still don't believe the Bills are a great football team. I actually took out some Patriots AFC East futures this week as well. I think they're very live there, but Kansas City to me is the best team in football right now. They're a healthy football team across the board. I don't know that there's a consistent way that Buffalo can attack them. So I agree with you, Nick. I like the Chiefs this week.
Yeah, there you go. Liking the Kansas City Chiefs 2-point favorites over at BetMGM. How about the afternoon, or rather early afternoon game between the Chargers and the Titans? Right now, the Chargers 9.5-point favorites. This one's kind of bounced back and forth all week long. Saw Chargers as big as 10, down to 8.5 at one sportsbook in Vegas. Now we're 9.5 across the board. What do you like between the Chargers and the Titans?
Guys, for the life of me, I cannot figure out who wants to bet the Titans in these games. I just don't understand how they continuously draw money. They are a horrible, horrible football team. And on top of that, they are so beat down at so many key positions. Like Calvin Ridley not playing. Calvin Ridley's not even a great receiver, but he's their number one, and they don't have a lot of great depth behind him. On the defensive side of the ball, Jeffrey Simmons is their best player. He's not going to play again this week. Arden Key's not going to play again this week. Their cornerback room, I mean, they've traded multiple corners this year, and they have corners injured. Like, this is just a game where Herbert is going to sit in the pocket, feel no pressure, and dissect this defense however he wants to do it. And what have we seen out of the Titans this year that shows that they're capable of moving the ball on anyone? I mean, the last 2 weeks, just in garbage time, they can't even move the ball on anyone. The Chargers got Khalil Mack, Denzel Perryman back a few weeks ago. They're working those guys up to full snaps. It's going to be a better defense going forwards. I don't know who's betting the Titans, but I'm glad someone did, because I can get it under 10 right now, and I like the Chargers in this game.
I like the Chargers also. Femi and I touched on that earlier in the week. Super Bowl 5th, well, you know, talking about, like, you mentioned, you know, like, you know, if the Blue Jays lose, it's going to be really bad. I think, you know, Falcons, Patriots, you know, Falcons and the under in the Super Bowl 51, maybe the worst single night of my betting career. But, you know, we move on. Falcons and the Patriots in Foxborough this weekend. Rob, I said on Monday, I think the way I want to approach Falcons games moving forward, like, they're a big dog, and they're not a big dog, but they're dog in this game. I think the Patriots either win by 30 or the Falcons are just going to win. I think I'm going to bet Falcons money line. What do you like, Falcons and Patriots on Sunday in Foxborough?
So I have a double lean in this game, which I think, I like the Patriots and the over in this game. So I think the strongest look for anyone who wants to play would just be Patriots team total over. I think we finally got the test last week against Cleveland, the one that everyone is waiting for. Like, oh, the Patriots haven't played anyone yet. They finally play Cleveland. 6.5 yards per play, 49% success rate. They even were running out the clock late in the game. The numbers could have been better than that. This Falcons defense, I know they started the year really hot, then injuries derailed them a little bit. I just don't think that they're going to be able to shut down New England's offense. I don't think that they have the horses. They don't have the pass rush. I mean, what New England has done really well as the year has gone on is they've realized they can't really run the ball effectively, and they've just leaned into being this team that passes it at a very high rate, which is perfect. That's exactly what I want to bet on. Get Drake May throwing the ball as much as humanly possible and generate explosive plays, and that's what they've done. So I know this has been adjusted up quite a bit from the look ahead, and a lot of people want to bet Atlanta because the line was 3 a week ago. It's 5.5 now. I think the Patriots have just been criminally underrated for a long time now. When you have an elite offense, that carries you in the NFL. And I don't think Atlanta, whether it's Penix or Cousins, Penix 2x limited, somewhat concerning there. Drake London 2x limited again. I just don't think that they can, like, methodically move the ball through the air, which is how you have to beat the Patriots. So Patriots team total over is the strongest look for me in this game.
Let's go to the Colts and the Steelers, Rob, coming up in Pittsburgh on Sunday. Thoughts on this game?
Yeah, I mean, this is just another over. Colts overs, I don't think the market is adjusted enough to how efficient the offense is. It is a historically efficient offense through week 8. You just look at all the metrics, and they are absurdly good. Is the Steelers defense going to slow them down? In my opinion, no, they're not. The Steelers defense is struggling. It's too easy to beat them right now. You chip TJ Watt. The secondary can't play man-to-man. They lose Deshaun Elliott. I think the Colts are going to score at will. The one thing I like about the Steelers here is the Colts defense gives up a lot of yards after catch. They've had some issues in the secondary, especially at cornerback. And Pittsburgh can attack really quickly. The Pittsburgh offense is fine. I mean, but it's all done through yards after catch. And that's kind of one of the ways to beat the Colts. So I think anything sub 51 is good. There's no weather concerns in this game. It might drizzle a little bit. But aside from that, these Colts games need to have higher totals.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You better you bet on this Thursday. Our guest, pro sports bettor Rob Pezzola, celebrity Toronto Blue Jays fan, on Twitter at Rob Pezzola, bet stamp, circles off, the hammer, Forward Progress is their NFL content. You can search Forward Progress on YouTube and where you find your podcast. All right, buddy, let's hit as many games as we can. The J.J. McCarthy Bowl coming up on Sunday in Detroit. The Lions, 8.5-point home favorites against the Vikings, 48.5 the total.
Yeah, I ran my first numbers for this week's game. I had a small edge on the Vikings, and I said, nope, I'm not going to do that one because I think J.J. McCarthy stinks. I want to see the status of Darisaw. Darisaw got downgraded to DNP today. I'm not doing anything with this game, guys. I mean, these numbers look good betting against Detroit until the first quarter starts, and then you're like, what the hell have I done betting against this team, you know, every single time? So complete pass for me on Vikings-Lions.
We think Joe Flacco is going to start now for the Bengals, not 100%, and if not, it'll be Jake Browning. We have Chicago, a 2.5-point road favorite at Cincy. The total there is 51. We're in between 2.5 and 3, Rob, while we wait on quarterback confirmation for Cincinnati.
This is never Bengals, in my opinion. Quarterback with a throwing shoulder injury, nope, don't want anything to do with that. Defense with Trey Hendrickson, likely not going to play. If you guys recall a few years ago, everyone was referencing the TJ Watt splits when he was on the field versus off for the Steelers. Trey Hendrickson's are more drastic than TJ Watt. That's how important he is to the Bengals defense. So it's only Bears, in my opinion. And I might actually bet the Bears. The only concern was their injury report yesterday was very bad, but they got a lot of receivers back at practice today. So this is Bears or nothing. No chance you're getting me to bet the Bengals at these prices.
Our mutual friend Rob, the whale capper Drew Dinsa, came on the show on Tuesday and said he thinks my Giants will beat the 49ers on Sunday at MetLife. What say you with the Niners in between a 2.5 and a 3-point road favorite?
Yeah, I thought so too early in the week, and then I saw today's injury report, and it's no Paulson Adebo, no Cordell Flott, no Art Green. I don't want Drew Phillips and Deontay Banks as my corners. That is a recipe for disaster. I played over in this game, and listen, full disclosure, I played this at a very good number, 46.5. I make this just over 49, so you could justify still betting it at this price. I wanted the Giants because San Fran's defensive line is so bad right now. They just have so many injuries. They can't generate pressure. I don't see a path to success for that defense, but the Giants now are so beat up on the defensive side of the ball as well. I can't get there. So to me, the best play in this game is the over. I've talked myself out of betting the Giants this week.
I will try and predict what Rob Pezzola is going to say here. Broncos, Texans, WTF, wrong team favored. Texans laying 1.5 at home.
No, RTF, right team favored in this game. Maybe the right team not favored enough, in my opinion. I'm not a Texans guy. I think the loss of Patrick Surtain for the Broncos is enormous, especially for this game. I do strongly believe Nico Collins and Christian Kirk are going to play this week unless they have a setback in practice. And that really is going to be challenging for the Broncos to defend. Now, some might say, well, Broncos D-line against the Texans O-line, that's a mismatch. And you're right, that is. Texans used a lot of 6 O-linemen last week. They're kind of figuring out ways post-bye to diminish some of that pressure, and it's worked in their favor. I like that matchup on the outside for the Texans receivers. Other side, throw what Bo Nix did out the window from last. Like, if you face the Cowboys defense, you turn into Tom Brady in your prime no matter what. Doesn't matter which quarterback. Bo Nix stinks, and this is a very, very good defense that's going to get pressure on him, that can cover receivers on the outside. I think this number is actually a little bit short. Moneyline minus 124 is something that I played. I made the fair price at like minus 140 moneyline.
Can Tyler Shuck cover 14 on the road in his first NFL start? Saints at the Rams, total 44.
He can. I clicked Saints moneyline at plus 780. This week.
Oh, hell yeah. Love it.
Just on a whip. Listen, we don't know what Shuck is. Here's what I know. I watched Spencer Rattler at the beginning of the year. Everyone got so excited. And then season wore off and he turned into a check down merchant. He couldn't stretch the field. He had nothing going. At least you got a quarterback in there now. He might stink, but he'll try to push it downfield a little bit more. He was doing that in college. He did that when the one quarter he played last week. The Rams are fully healthy. They're a very good team, but they do get complacent every now and then with McVay. So I think there's a path to success here for the Saints, but I'd rather just bet on like the fat tail outcome on New Orleans here rather than take the 14 and then watch them lose 41-3 and be like, what did I do? So yeah, they can cover. I just prefer the fat tail outcome and betting the money line.
15 seconds per to close. Jaguars laying 3 at the Raiders. We might come off 3 and go down to 2.5, 44.5 the total.
Raiders are nothing. I think Brock Bowers is so important for that offense, like immensely important. He is the go-to guy. Not having him earlier this year just killed them in everything that they wanted to do. And I don't believe in the Jaguars. So I make this slightly short of 3, but it's juiced a bit now. So I probably pass, but Raiders are nothing.
Season on the line, it feels like, for the Commies on Sunday night. 3-point home dogs against Sam Darnold and the Seahawks.
Yeah, I don't really care that the season's on the line, but I think they stink. And they have a quarterback with a soft tissue injury against the front seven that gets a lot of pressure. They can't defend a deep pass. I think Seattle is way better than people are giving them credit for being. I know it's weird because where they were going into the year, I would only lay Seattle in this game.
I think they might be a dark horse Super Bowl threat in the NFC. Give us a bet that will change the world in 10 seconds.
Oh, no, I was supposed to prep for this, Nick. I forgot. You know what?
Make something up.
Yeah, we'll just go Cowboys-Arizona over on Monday Night Football. Brissett is going to play, and he's going to dice the Dallas defense. Those totals need to start with a 6 at some point in Cowboys games.
Want to give us something else on the way out? 10 seconds.
I mean, I got nothing else. I only
Hockey?
Bet football nowadays. I don't bet anything but football, Nick. It's a new Pizzola.
All right, we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good.
Or hopefully we'll change the world. All our bets for tonight coming up next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.